Tom, do you have any idea where we go from here after this vote?
I mean, you really need to ask the speaker, you know, if he's got another plan. To my knowledge, there are no other, you know, I mean, there's no other bills. There's under the rules, we could reconsider our vote today. We can do that tomorrow within 24 hours. But it takes 84 votes to reconsider. And so if you've got 84, then you pass the bill. And I don't know where they get them, you know, the 84.
You do have another bill, don't you, that 327?
That was vetoed,
yeah.
And we could attempt to override, but that was less acceptable than 148 was.
Okay. I mean, what do you think happens? I mean, do you think Sunflower needs to go back to the governor's office and try to negotiate more, or what?
I mean, I think that the negotiations between the governor and Sunflower really have not been, I'll say, sincere. And I say that because the governor said she would accept, you know, one 660-megawatt coal plant, all the power going to Kansans. But she has, to my knowledge, not called on Westar and Empire and Kansas City Power and Light and the other utilities in the state and said, I want you to, you know, to contract to buy that power. I mean, Sunflower says, and I believe them, they do not have the financial resources to build the plant on their own. And if no one's stepping up saying, we will buy the power or we will buy the a share of the plant, then that's not negotiation. That's both sides making statements. At this point, I mean, I think Sunflower has to look at whether they could use natural gas to generate their electricity. Technologically, they can. But natural gas is four times as expensive as coal. I mean, so the electricity is going to be a lot more expensive. You can pair natural gas and wind and have reliable generation, but it's going to be, again, more expensive. And I think that if you're looking to develop a business in western Kansas, the area served by Sunflower, you got to think twice about whether there's going to be enough electricity, certainly whether it's going to be affordable so you can be competitive on a national or global market. Mm-hmm. I think this has tremendous implications. I also think that the governor and the legislature have failed the people of Kansas in that we cannot address environmental issues without considering the economic impacts. Yes, not having the coal plants in southwest Kansas will mean that there will be fewer emissions. But we're not dealing with the emission levels from the Lawrence Energy Plant Center or the Jeffrey Energy Center, and we are certainly not addressing the pollution that's coming from China and India and other countries in the world that are trying to improve their standards of living without having installed scrubbers and other, you know, technologies to control emissions on their plants. So will the air be cleaner? I don't know how you'd measure that. You know, have we failed to develop an energy policy? Yes. Will energy be an issue next year and in this year's elections? Yes. Will the Sunflower and governor reach an agreement? I doubt it.
Okay. All right.